Have you ever wondered why so many tech-savvy entrepreneurs struggle to turn their innovations into successful businesses?
It's not a technical question per se, especially when it comes to digital solutions.
Meet Professor Alexander Wurzer, a leading voice in IP management at SAP, University of Strasbourg, and the driving force behind the global discussion on intellectual properties evolution. With over 200 publications and a pioneering method in IP design, he's here to shed light on the critical intersection of technology and business. In this clip, dive deep into the essence of digital innovation and its real-world implications. If you find value in this, please subscribe, like, and share with your network. Your support brings more esteemed speakers like Professor Wurzer to our channel. And now enjoy the memorable moment.
Fascinating, but I'm wondering, for example, for a young upcoming startup, it's sometimes even difficult to just look for any kind of patented technology out there in patent databases like as FastNet or PatentScope or Google Patents, whatever is out there also as free resources. But how do you actually start even looking for a digital business model?
Yeah, that's again a big, big misunderstanding. That means many people, especially, let's say, technological people, right, coming out of the university, are full of that technological knowledge and totally driven of the way of their technology. Okay. And the first thought is, how can I patent that? So, but that is exactly the opposite what I'm talking about. When once you become digital, you become complex, you become big, you have extreme big systems, which are extreme complex, you have interdependencies. And so that means once you, when you start with technology, that leads you to nowhere. And that is exactly that kind of patterning what we see out of misunderstanding, frustration, I don't know. People patent meaningless, ridiculous technical solutions for technical problems which definitely not exist or purely artificial. So that's not the way how you should do it. Okay. What you do is you come from your customer. That's a business model. That means you need a customer. The customer should have, should feel anyhow that you do something for him or for the customer. So, and that means you analyze your use cases. So why are you able to realize that use case? And what makes that different from others? So that means, we have a wonderful example. I guess everybody can understand that. Okay. So I don't make it too technical to understand how that game works. And that's maybe the most important thing. It's a game. Okay. It's nothing real. As long as you, fulfill the legal, provisions, and as long as it is physically or chemically, so on natural science, realizable, that's it. It is not necessary that you do it, that you can do it, that you want to do it. The cornerstone is that you want to have a forbidding right against third parties. So, and the next thing is you have to understand your use case. So, and then you have to protect a use case and nothing else. So, and what I try to explain to people is, so how do you patent artificial intelligence? Let's say you have anyhow a life science business model and within you have an optimization or a process routine which runs with artificial intelligence. So the typical technical approach is now, where come the training data from and which algorithms do they need? So now you even don't mention artificial intelligence when you want to patent it. Okay. We have a wonderful example at the EPO. It's the inventor of the year from 2019. So this is a guy which comes from Norway. And the Norwegian, they have this farms for salmon, and they have a problem with parasites. And these parasites lives on the skin of that salmons. So And he patented a method and a gadget, okay, which is a laser cannon, which he dumps into that form. And this laser cannon is able to identify on a swimming salmon, okay, they're quite fast. On a swimming salmon, identifies this pesticide, this parasite, focus the cannon on it, and makes a precise shot, which is focused 1 or 2 millimeters ahead of the skin of the swimming salmon, to kill the parasite. So this is a patent. The question is, how are you doing that? Okay, which software could solve that? It's very simple. The inventor of the year is explaining you this is machine learning. And this only an AI solution is able to do that. But this is not written in the patent. For what? AI is like a screw. It's simply a technology which works. Nobody is in doubt that it works. Okay, so you don't have to explain that. Explain me what you're doing with it. What are you doing? What is the use case? What makes you, what differs you? What is here new? What is inventive? How you apply AI? Yeah. And don't describe AI. And this is the way how you should think. It's not the technical question per se, especially when it comes to digital solutions. It's a combination of existing solutions which makes you unique, and you are able to provide a totally new inventive use case which creates benefit.
Thank you for joining me on this insightful journey with Professor Wurzer. His expertise sheds light on the intricate world of intellectual property and its significance in today's digital age. If you found value in this discussion, please take a moment to like this video, leave your thoughts in the comments, and share it with your network. Your support helps bring more thought leaders like Professor Wurzer to the forefront. Until next time, stay curious and keep learning.